The Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin wants to know minayin shetchias hameisim min haTorah, that in the second bracha Shmon Esrei we do every day, three times a day, Baruch Atah Hashem Chaye Hameisim. So where is there a biblical source for tchias hameisim? And the Mefarshim point out why isn't it explicit? Is because that was the Torah was concerned of people negating Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. Of course, we believe in Olam Haba, but how you get to Olam Haba is through Olam Hazeh. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we see a source that Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah? So actually, they quote a pasuk from Parshas Truma, Parshas Korach. And Parshas Korach, I think it's Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Ches. It talks about Kain Terino Gamatem Trumas Hashem, and it says Vesatem Meno Es Trumas Hashem LaAaron HaKohen. It says that we're going to give Truma to Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is going to get Truma. So there's an obvious difficulty with giving Aaron HaKohen Truma. Why should it be difficult? Aaron HaKohen was a Kohen, and Truma gets Kohen. However, the problem is, we know that the mitzvah's challah was an exception to Aruim B'Bo'achem El Aretz, but the mitzvah of Truma Meiser did not begin until year 15. We had the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years of settling the land. It wasn't until year 15 was year one for Truma Meiser. So last I checked, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael, and Aaron died before Moshe Rabbeinu. And even if he died after, it wouldn't make a difference. He didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So how could we say that Aaron HaKohen is going to eat Truma? So Elavadam, we must conclude that there's a Tchias HaMeisim, there's a resurrection of the dead, and then Aaron's going to come back at Tchias HaMeisim and eat Truma. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So what do we see from this Gemara parenthetically, besides an important yisod of Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah? But the question is, when you come back after Tchias HaMeisim, are you going to have the same status, i.e. Kohen, well, I'm a Levi, am I going to come back as a Levi? Hopefully I'll come back at Tchias HaMeisim, and will I retain my Kiddush as Levi? So what do we see from this simple reading of the Gemara Sanhedrin? The implication is yes. Once a Kohen, always a Kohen. Aaron HaKohen died as a Kohen, and when he had Tchias HaMeisim, he will come back as a Kohen. So that's what I think most would assume anyway. That is the simple understanding. Well, I mean, most people don't think about it, I'm sure, but if you did, you would discuss that you guess you'd come back the way you were. However, that is far from pashut. That's far from simple. And there's a famous question of the Aderis. He was the tremendous Gaon, I think it was Shmuel Salant, wanted to bring him in to take over as the rabbi in Yerushalayim, the Rav in Yerushalayim, because he was already elderly. What happened was, at the end of the day, he outlived the Aderis, and he actually eulogized him. But Aderis was a tremendous Gaon, great insights, and I think he was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. But either way, he has the following kasha. I think they say the Stipler, Rav Chaim Berlin, maybe quotes the Aderis. So the question is as follows. That the Gemara in Brachas has a debate, a machlokas, between Rav Avo and Rav Zeira about who, and it's a general debate, who leads Zimun, who leads the benching? Well, it's either the Baal HaBayis, the head of the household, or it's the Oreach, the guest. So they go back and forth, who should lead? So we go Baal HaBayis, Botzei Aruch Mubarach. So the Gemara says, we gave it to Rev Zera, who happened to be the guest. So it's mashma from the Gemara. The reason why he got it is because he was the guest and not the balabayas. So the question the Adar is asked is, wait a second. There's a Yerushalmi which tells us that Rav Zeira was a Kohen, and we know the Kidashto. There is a mitzvah in HaTorah to give honor to a Kohen, and one of the things is you give him to lead benching. So what do you mean? What's the whole it's nice to have a interesting machlokes whether you give the Baal HaBayis and the Oreach when there is no Kohen. But if you have a Kohen, so it should be, it's a no-brainer. So why is the Gemara Mashma that the reason why Rav Zeira got it was he was a Kohen? They say simple. Kuli Alma should agree. V'kidashto, you give it to the Kohen. So, others quote another Gemara. There's a Gemara, famous Gemara, Megillah. I believe Rav Zeira was involved with Purim drinking and Shachad Rav Zeira. He was killed. Whatever, different versions of the Gemara, whether he was just very sick and he was healed. Let's go with the aversion that he was killed and they did Tiyas HaMesim on Rav Zeira. So if we work with that approach, so someone who suggests as follows. How do we answer the Adaris? Unless it's, I don't remember if it's his own answer or other suggested answer. But there are two potential answers, or probably a lot more, but two that I remember. One is as follows. One is that, so the question is, which one is it? Rav Zeira was a Kohen, and he died, and now that, so that happened first, and then, so therefore they couldn't give it to him, and the Gemara in Brachas couldn't give it to him because he was a Kohen. Why? Because what do we see from here? That once you die, you're no longer a Kohen anymore. So the question is, once a Kohen, always a Kohen, true or false? By Aaron a Kohen, we see it's true. But by Rav Zeira, we see it's not true. So what is the answer? So one answer we can machalik between the national Tchiyas HaMesim when Klai Yisrael gets up together versus personal Tchiyas HaMesim. Then when do we say that once a Kohen, always a Kohen, once a Levi, always a Levi? At Tchiyas HaMesim, and there's a national resurrection going on, so then everyone keeps their status. But in a personal one, Rav Zeira, he was killed, so then on a personal level, if you have a personal mitnes happen to you, but doesn't change the reality, you were dead, and now you're coming back as someone else. In other words, where do we have some type of similar distinction? What comes to mind is by Matan Torah. There's a whole discussion about, do we say Gersh and Eskayer Kikatan Shinola Dami by Har Sinai? In general, we assume when a would-be convert, when someone converts to Judaism, we assume Gersh and Eskayer Kikatan Shinola Dami, and therefore you're a newborn baby. The Shai was, did it apply on Har Sinai? So the Meshech Chachma might say it did, but most assume not. That's the famous Gur Aryeh that Rev Shimon Shkap quotes in his Akdama to Sheiv Shmaitz, I believe, from the Gur Aryeh, the Maral and Parshas Vayigash. He says, we don't say Gersh and Eskaya Kakatan Shanoa Dami. He gives a different reason. He says, because you only say it when we're doing something Baratzon, that Ger deserves it. He's totally on his own coming into Judaism. So you break full ties. But by Christ, you're called from Afarka Gigas, so they became Jews, but it's not totally Ger Shaniskaya. However, the Rav Soloveitchik had a different answer. Rav Soloveitchik said, there's a difference between a private Geirus and a national Geirus. When a person converts, so therefore, in other words, Rav Soloveitchik's Nakuda was that basically that you can't be a brother, not a brother, and I go back at different times. Like, in other words, when you convert, so you're no longer related. So if if your brother converts 6 months later, there was never a time where you always were related. By a national gerush, you're always connected. You were connected before, and you have a gerush b'basacha, so therefore you retain your relationship. So perhaps, similar here, by a national gerush, it's happening all together. You went from dead, and then everyone did together, back to alive. So maybe it's the same idea. Either way, that's the lamdas. At Chiyas HaMeisim, when it's a national Chiyas HaMeisim, everyone retains their character. Like we say, by a national Matan Torah, everyone kept their roots still. But someone on their own, okay, so that you can, if you die, so a person's dead. So I guess, but when you're dead, even though you still say HaKohen at the end of the name, but I guess you're not saying HaKohen on your father, HaKohen is going on you. So, however, you want to learn Pshat, that's the distinction, perhaps, that by Aaron HaKohen is a national Tchiyas HaMeisim Rav Zeir. So according to that, then, so it's not just limited to Aaron HaKohen. It's everyone who comes back at Tchiyas HaMeisim, so Kohanim and Leviim will retain their status. Or perhaps you could say a different lamdas, that really a Kohen, once a Kohen, not always, once you die, you lose your status. Once you die, you lose your status as a Kohen. Once you die, you're dead, and therefore it's like a gerush in the sky. You come back, you're a newborn baby. And therefore, there's no connection to your... In other words, why are you a Kohen? You're a Kohen because... Why are you a Kohen? Because your father was a Kohen. So when you died, so you no longer have a Kesher, and therefore you lose your status of a Kohuna. So when you come back, you're no longer a Kohen. Or you're just neutral like everyone else. However, kind of like Yerush in the sky here, perhaps... But by Aaron HaKohen, why is Aaron HaKohen? Not because his father wasn't a Kohen. He was inherently, intrinsically a Kohen. But God said, you are a Kohen, so when Aaron comes back, he's a Kohen. But everybody else, the non, because that's a major nafkamina, what the lumdus is, because according to the first pshat, which I assume everyone most assume, the coming back as Kohanim and Leviim. However, according to this other lumdus, that the distinction is inherent versus your father, so then that could be a discussion in terms of whether you'll become it. But all agree, Aaron HaKohen is remain a Kohen either because he's inherently a Kohen, or because it's a national Tchiyas HaMeisim will happen, and he will get, and that's the Pshat, meaning to Tchiyas HaMeisim in our Torah, because we see the fact that Aaron will be eating truma at Tchiyas HaMeisim, shows that he retains his status of kahuna.